Supporting the mental health needs of immigrant students has been a challenge for schools to address, especially since the start of the pandemic. COVID relief dollars made a lot of that possible. KQED's Julia McAvoy looked at one school in Oakland, California, to see what that support actually looks like.
Yesabel Inga works at Bridges Academy at Melrose in East Oakland, where she is the only therapist for some 400 students, a quarter of them newcomers who have been in the United States for less than a year.
And a lot of them when they first came in, only spoke Mom.
Mom is a Mayan language spoken by some 500,000 people in Guatemala and Mexico.
They didn't speak Spanish or English, and so they were just kind of like lost, you know?
Because Inga should only carry a caseload of 15 students who were clinically diagnosed, scores of kids who could have used help were not getting it. And the result was a lot of disruption. Community schools director Rosana Covarrubias saw it on the playground.
There was a lot of cyberbullying, and so we were seeing it erupt here at school because of what was happening online.
When Covarrubias tried to refer students out to other community agencies they partner with,
the wait lists are really long at different centers. And so, you know, oftentimes they just have to wait
for months. And those were the acute cases. So kids like Hamer Santiago Godinez were falling through the cracks.
Cuando entré la primera vez en Bridges Academy, tenía miedo.
Hamer had arrived from Guatemala with her dad in first grade, screaming, kicking, and crying when dropped off at school. She was scared to come to school because back in Guatemala, she was too young to go.
Y las maestras me agarraban así, yo estaba llorando, llorando.
Teachers had to hold her down to calm her and get her to stay in classes. By fourth grade, Hamer says she had one friend. Therapist Inga says kids were confused.
Not really feeling like they could trust other people. Like once they came here, there was no space to really talk about themselves and their culture, right?
Kids like Hamer are the ones the extra pandemic dollars from the state and feds were supposed to help. In the third round of federal pandemic funding to schools, Oakland Unified got over $100 million. The district reported spending about $650,000 of that money, nearly half going toward mental health. At Bridges, staff used some of that money to hire a part-time therapist to help Inga start group sessions, which they hoped would reach more children.
In the beginning, everybody was really quiet and shy.
In the group session, Inga asked Hamer and the other students to bring in something of themselves.
It was bring something that means something to you, that represents you. And I believe it was Hamer who actually said it.
Oh, because I talked to my friend. I said to her, can we go bring a curtain in school? She said, yes, of course.
The day Hamer and the other girls wore their traditional skirts, called cortes, to school, Hamer's sister braided her hair. The girls were nervous, a little scared.
Because some people is looking at us, and some people is thinking, why that girl wears some corte like that?
Listen, like, yeah, some other kids might look at you weird, but it's because they haven't been exposed to other cultures. And if they ask you or say something mean, it's like, you know, like, let me tell you about my culture. Let me tell you what this means.
What took place at this school was not just about the group therapy sessions. Teachers wanted to make kids feel they belonged, not othered. Some teachers took mom language lessons. Others began to center the mom culture in their classroom lessons. The joy Hamer felt in wearing her corte spread. More mom-speaking students began wearing their traditional corte dress on Fridays, even the boys.
It was just, like, beautiful.
At the fifth grade graduation, it was Hamer who greeted parents, welcoming them in mom. Then, for the first time, all students who presented recited poems in English, Spanish, and mom. Everyone used all three languages. This year, Hamer is walking the eight blocks to a new middle school in East Oakland. She likes to sing songs from her church as she goes.
El evangelio a toda criatura.
She says she is worried about going to a new school, but she's more confident now of who she is and what she can do.
Yo quiero aprender. No me importa lo que digan de mí.
Hamer says she doesn't care what people say about her. She only wants to learn. And if she has to, she says she'll call on her old teachers at Bridges Academy for help. For NPR News, I'm Julia McAvoy in Oakland.
This story was produced in partnership with the local civic media organization El Tiempo.